How much is in your head right now? If you're running a business, a team of people, and juggling clients and suppliers, it's bound to be wearing away. You're probably thinking of the conversation you need to have later, the email that's just pinged into your inbox, that voicemail you haven't replied to, and the fact that you don't really have time to listen to this blog. Okay, pause, breathe. The fact that you have so much in your head is exactly why you need to take a couple of minutes out to listen to this piece. Last week, I found myself driving up the motorway and I missed my junction. I was so absorbed in my own thoughts that I just carried on towards London when I should have been heading to Birmingham. It's not the first time I've done something like this either, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. It's a definite case of a busy brain and, arguably, stress when you miss something. Fortunately, this minor occurrence was enough to make me tune into what I needed to disconnect and switch off. It's not always easy to give yourself permission to take time for yourself, but it is much needed. So here are seven of my top tips. And at the end, if you get a chance to go onto the Green Umbrella website, I'd love to hear how you switch off as well. Number one, breathe. It sounds obvious, but when your brain is going at 100 miles an hour, your heart rate and breathing is likely to be increased too. So take some considered, slow, deep breaths to slow your heart rate and reduce the adrenaline, which is the stress hormone, flowing around your body. Focus on your breathing to keep this in check. Even better, try meditation. Just 10 minutes or so daily can make a huge difference to your life. I use an app called Headspace, which is great for creating calm in a chaotic day. Number two, exercise. When you've been flat out all day, exercise can be the last thing you feel like doing. It is a fantastic stress buster and energizer, though. Exercise stimulates your happy hormones, leaving your brain and body full of useful chemicals. Plus, there are all the wider physical benefits you can tick off too. You should sleep better and maybe even lose a couple of pounds. Number three, children and animals. They say you shouldn't work with either, but taking time out with children or animals is the perfect way to switch off. Because really, it's hard to focus on business matters when you're throwing a ball for an excitable puppy or you're knee-deep in toy tractors and Lego. For me, being in the moment with my nephews or out on a long walk in the country with my dog are surefire ways to slow down a busy brain. Number four, sleep. Never underestimate the power of sleep. Those slumbering hours at night are when your brain and body recharge themselves. They repair and restore cells and neurological pathways and prepare you for the next day. Yes, you run a business, a household, maybe have small people in your house that just aren't conducive to 8 hours a night. I hear that. But sleep is so important. Create a relaxing space. Turn off electrical devices. And yes, that includes your phone. Use a proper alarm clock. Or even better, one that wakes you with natural light. And try and turn in at a good time every evening. You'd be surprised how much better things seem after a good sleep. Tip number five, disconnect. The subject of turning off electrical devices leads me nicely on to disconnect. In today's working and social world, we are always on. It is no wonder we've got busy brains when we're receiving so much information on an instantaneous basis. It's even created a new phrase, fear of missing out, or FOMO, as some people say. Do you get paranoid you'll miss an important email? Or twitchy if you haven't checked Facebook or Twitter for an hour? Set aside some time where you put your phone, tablet, or other electrical device away. It could just be for a few hours, but do it. Have a meaningful in-person conversation. Read. Escape into a box set or generally lose yourself in something else other than the drum of business thoughts running around your head. Number six, caffeine and booze free. It's all too tempting to indulge in a glass of your preferred tipple at the end of the day, or demolish a family-sized bar of chocolate. You more than likely deserve to indulge as well, But caffeine, alcohol, and refined sugars are all stimulants. They keep you alert, they mess with your sleep patterns, and they have a field day with your blood sugar levels. I'm not suggesting you give it up entirely. If you can, that's great, but just try and lay off the bad stuff where you can. I aim for most of the week as alcohol-free and only drink decaf, and I can genuinely feel the benefits. The last point, point number 7, don't waste your energy. How much energy do you actually have to spare? Not much, I'm guessing, if you are running and growing a business. If you're overthinking conversations, projects, meetings and so on, or find your thought patterns starting with what if this, what if that, then you're investing energy in things you just can't influence. Save that energy. You need it elsewhere. And trust me, it really isn't a good use of your time. If you're finding yourself lurching from one task to another with little or no time to take stock, try some of the above. Making space in your busy brain allows room for creativity, energy, and ideas to grow. You might have your own go-to actions to help switch off. Feel free to share them with the Green Umbrella community, perhaps via their website. Thanks for listening.